of endless possibilities. Your thing, your place, your time, your sense of individuality, served upon the first screen that catches your eyes. Wanting, that's a fine wallet boy, fat as prescribed to those who abide the scriptures. Eat your cake and have at it, the spoils are yours alone. Don't think too hard on any of it, and rest your weary mind. There's a place we can all escape, children from saccharine weaponry, fought solely upon mutual respect and contempt for the reactionary. As the rust sets in, you'll realise you sold your work for a less than easy existence. Stop putting your oppressors on pedestals. So much was promised, but the pale never came. We fought so hard together for what we thought was right, but fell apart over an air. We'll only ever be weighed against our aesthetic, so they all end up the same, a dead end to significance. Everyone believes they're different, forcing instinct to be distinct in someone else's colours. And then, suppose, somehow, you drag yourself into a gifted kind of stupor, the kind that looks so fucking good, captured in Polaroids, then captured again amongst various novelties. Something we can all relate to. It's easy to think favourably on the past when the future looks like a Poundland sci-fi DVD. It's not about the feelings you evoke in those in your immediate surroundings, more a well-measured cocktail of manufactured discontent. And don't subscribe to a quickly costumed fashion parade. What the fuck is up with that accent? Look at me, look at me.